Operation Bath, which was a conspiracy to steal vehicles from people's homes, it ran from April 2010. The reason we set up that operation was that from 2009 through the early part of 2010, we had in the region 600 burglaries in the Broxbourne area of our county. People's homes were being broken into overnight. Their car keys were targeted, and the cars were stolen off of the drives. It became quite clear from intelligence picture that some of these vehicles were turning up in places like Mombasa in Kenya, and places like Cyprus. So it was clearly clearly being conducted by an organised crime group. So we decided to set up our operation, try and find out who was committing these particular offences, and put some strategies in place to combat that.
Can you talk to me about how difficult the operation was? Because the crime itself doesn't sound as serious as the other ones out there, but it was actually pretty difficult to go about closing in on what was going on.
Yeah, it's because the criminals involved were very organised. They were a tight nucleus, if you like, and we'd recently, in the recent past, done another similar operation on this group of criminals, and in fact we knew that the main orchestrator, a fellow by the name of Calvin McKenzie, was currently a serving prisoner at HMB Pentonville. What we didn't know is that he was running the operation from his prison cell, and he would send out orders essentially to his criminal network that were operating north of the Thames and in the home counties. One such text, for example, that he sent on the 11th of April 2010 was, "Get me any BMW 1, 3 or 4 series, any Audi A3, A4, A6, any Mercedes or E-Class, or any VW Passats." So he would send that type of text out on a daily basis, and then burglars operating throughout the southeast would go out. They would target that type of vehicle by breaking into people's homes. They would secure those vehicles, and then those vehicles would be rung, given a false identity, and then shipped overseas.
Can you describe the impact that the work that you've done, along with everyone else that you were working on this with, the impact that it's had on the communities?
Yes, you know, anyone who's been a victim of crime, especially dwelling burglary, it's a very, very heart-wrenching experience. What I can say is, in respect of targeting this particular group, we detected in excess of 90 house burglaries in Hertfordshire, Essex and the metropolitan areas, and we reduced that type of offence by 80%. Essentially, as soon as you take away the handler and an opportunity for a burglar to achieve money for what he's just stolen, then you take away the motivation for those burglars.